From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Japan is one of the most ethnically homogeneous nations in the world. Even so, each year about 15,000 foreigners become naturalized Japanese citizens. Most of them are Korean or Chinese immigrants whose families have lived in Japan for generations. But a handful of Westerners also pass the rigorous citizenship test. As part of our occasional series on Americans abroad, NPR's Eric Weiner spoke with one of them.
Westerners with Japanese citizenship belong to an exclusive club, a club that includes an American-born sumo wrestler, a Finn who's now a member of the Japanese parliament, and a self-proclaimed loudmouth from upstate New York named David Aldwinkel.
Just because I live in Japan doesn't mean I have to be a guest and do as I'm told all the time.
That's pretty much the essence of Aldwinkel's philosophy. Japan, he says, is his home and has been since he moved here with his Japanese girlfriend, now his wife, 17 years ago. So he decided to become a Japanese citizen. Sitting in a Tokyo park, Aldwinkel explains what was involved. First, he needed to prove he had a spotless criminal record. Even a parking ticket is an automatic disqualification. Then he needed to prove that he was culturally Japanese. Investigators from Japan's Justice Ministry interviewed his neighbors, checked his background, and, says Aldwinkel, poked around his kitchen.
You'll have inspectors come to your house and say, "Hi, let us look in your refrigerator."
And what are they looking for in your refrigerator?
I asked them that. I said, "What are you looking for?" He says, "Well, just to see how Japanese you are." They'll also check my children's toys and what sort of house interior I have.
Aldwinkel did not take kindly to those intrusions. He bristles at the notion that there is one Japanese way of doing anything. Brash and abrasive in any language, Aldwinkel is a troublemaker in a country that values wa, group harmony, above all else. He recently won a lawsuit against a traditional Japanese bathhouse that barred foreigners from entering. And he wrote a book in Japanese exposing racial discrimination in Japan. So you can imagine Aldwinkel's reaction when he was summoned to a local government office and told that he was now a Japanese citizen.
Yes, I was very surprised. I'm not the typical applicant. I'm not a Japan-born ethnic Korean who's second or third generation. I'm a white boy who doesn't look anything like any other Japanese citizen, yet has decided to take this plunge. And why would he is always the question that comes across. Are you nuts? You'll never be accepted.
Aldwinkel, who now goes by the name Arudo DeBito, concedes that some Japanese do not approve of his American-style activism or his newly acquired status as a Japanese citizen. He's received harassing phone calls and one death threat, but that, he says, is the exception. Most Japanese accept him as one of their own. It's mainly foreigners, he says, that question whether he really is Japanese. At this recent news conference to promote his book called Japanese Only, Aldwinkel was clearly annoyed by one journalist's question.
Why is it that you, as a foreigner, have to do this?
I'm not a foreigner, sorry. I'm not, sorry. I'm a Japanese citizen.
Japan is, in fact, the only country to which he now owes allegiance. He recently relinquished his American citizenship, handing his blue passport to an incredulous official at the U.S. consulate in Sapporo, Japan. Aldwinkel says he has no regrets about that decision, though he has paid a heavy price.
Well, to be honest with you, my parents and I aren't talking anymore because of it. They're very unhappy about it. And that's a sad thing to say over National Public Radio, but that's what happened, to be honest with you. My other friends have been like, "Oh, well, so what? I mean, who really cares what nationality you are? You're still my friend."
Aldwinkel says he has plenty of friends in Hokkaido, his adopted home in northern Japan. He teaches at a local university and, he says, detects a shift in attitudes among his students, a shift that is most apparent when he asks one simple question: what does it mean to be Japanese?
And a lot of them, at the beginning of the class, will stress appearance and blood and language ability and acculturalization. But by the end of the class, invariably, almost all the students realize, you know, there's only one way to judge a Japanese in the future, and that is by the color of their passport.
David Aldwinkel's passport is red, just like any other Japanese citizen. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.